Hey, I'm Rena Jenkins, and this is a hilarious idea that I've had bouncing around in my head for the last 2 weeks, specifically for the Drop the Knot 2021 challenge. A Mandalorian AU, season 2-ish, where Din Djarin time travels to the prequels, specifically Clone Wars era, and doesn't realize it because he doesn't know anything. I mean, it's perfect. He goes out of his way to, like, deliberately not know shit about who all the major players were. So this is hilarious. But basically, he's met Ahsoka with the baby, and he knows the kid's name. It's Grogu. And he knows he needs to go look for a Jedi. So it goes off to Tython, and he sits Grogu down on the Seeing Stone, and then he touches the Seeing Stone, and then... fuck. So basically, we're going to try our very hardest to keep this cracky and funny and not heartbreaking. But Din Djarin wandering around... here is, like, sort of the turning point of what does it mean to be a Mandalorian? Because you've got his version of Mandalorian where you never take your helmet off. And then you've got Bo-Katan's version of Mandalorian where you fight for your right to be a Mandalorian. And then you've got Satine's version of Mandalorian where you have no helmet and you have no fighting. And it is something else to yourself intrinsically and culturally that means a Mandalorian. And I think that's just hilarious to have him sitting in a room somewhere being like, you're not Mandalorian enough to be a Mandalore in the Mandalore Club. And Satine being like, I'm literally in charge of the entire goddamn empire. Sit yourself down. If I said we don't fight people in the head, then we don't punch people in the head and fight them. And it's beautiful and hilarious. But also, he doesn't know about clones. He doesn't know shit about clones. So he's gonna show up, possibly in like a bar somewhere, and run into 4 identical men who look like Boba. And he doesn't know that they're clones. He just thinks they're all twins. They're twins of each other. There's 2 sets of twins. Twinning twins. And of course, like, his first reaction is, oh, thank God it's Boba. I literally met this man 8 seconds ago. And, you know, he punched me. But, you know, because, you know, the timing of this is a little bit fudged on what's happening on Tython. But he does get to meet Boba. Faceless. Or not faceless, but helmetless Boba. So he has seen Boba's face. And he's been sort of wandering around for a little bit, being like, the more coreward I move, the less I recognize about things that's going on, but also he just sort of thinks that's what the core worlds are like, right? Because he's from, you know, maybe not Tatooine's the ass end of the galaxy, but far enough out of the way of the major happenings that maybe he doesn't realize that this is not the New Republic, but rather the Old Republic, and he just thinks, wow, the New Republic's doing a really great job. All that bureaucracy sure is working. And he doesn't know, you know, what the remnants of the Old Republic and the Imperial Senate and all of that would have looked like in his time period in the core. So he just thinks, that Leia Organa, she's pretty effective. And he's, you know, seeing that it's the Republic. And he's not seeing, like, logos on things. He's just hearing about the Republic. And if he's hearing about separatists, then maybe he's just thinking, not everybody wants to fall back in line under the Republic. He's not thinking people trying to deliberately do an uprising of clones and destroy the galaxy. He doesn't know shit about history, so he doesn't know. He's wandering around just thinking this is the way things are corralled because they're weird. So he sees these 4 clones in a bar. And he just thinks they're all twins. But he does recognize, maybe he sees one first, and he thinks, oh good, it's Boba. Boba can explain what's going on and tell me where the kid is. Why had I accidentally jump space when I touch something? But then he sees more and more, and suddenly there's multiple of them, and none of them are Boba, and somehow it comes out that some of these people don't even know Boba. But they're wearing his face. What's happening? Why are there so many of them? And then, somehow, this is your problem, not mine, but somehow, he runs into Tiny Boba, who is at this point a twerpy, pain-in-the-ass teenager, and is even more confused. And he's like, Boba, I need to find a Jedi for the kid. Because at this point, like, I do really think that would have been hilarious and more in line with Din's complete inability to know things if he did not think the Jedi, a group of warrior sorcerers, was a, you know, multi-species religious order, but he thought that the group of warrior enemy sorcerers was an entire planet of tiny green frogmen and frog ladies. And he thought that all Jedi were like Grogu. And how hilarious would that be? Just like, I just think that's funny. Because, like, you know what? If they can all do what his kid can do, levitate things with their brain, then yeah, that would be kind of intimidating as a warrior race who could, you know, pull you out of the sky if you're using your jetpack. The aerial front is not a, you know, automatic upgrade in a fight if they can literally pull you out of the sky with their brain. So he thinks that when the armorer is telling him the Jedi, that it's just an entire planet of baby Yodas and adult Yodas, and not humans and Wookiees and Dagrudas and, you know, Kefar and all that. Somehow he gets the rude awakening that maybe because he actually meets with Ahsoka or whatever, but I just think that's hilarious that he thinks that the entire race of Jedi are all Yodas. And that, like, you know, in our deep past, that was the Jedi-Mandalorian War. Hilarious. So basically, Din is sort of like, what the fuck? What the fuck? But also going with it because, like, you know, he doesn't keep abreast of what's going on core words, so he's, like, not surprised. He's just sort of also like, I don't understand what's going on. Why do so many people have my frenemy's face? So he sees baby Boba, and he's like, Boba, I need to find a Jedi for the kid. And Tiny Boba is also looking for a Jedi. Specifically, a dad-murdering Jedi. And he decides to use Din as a patsy in his revenge schemes against Mace. And then shenanigans happen. Which brings us back around to Grogu. Because Grogu was sitting on the Seeing Stone on Tython. And that was basically as Din sat him down and touched the thing, that was when the switch happened. And for the rules of time travel and alternate universes in this story, you cannot have two versions of yourself in the same time period. So, okay, so backing it up a little bit. As soon as Din sits Grogu on the Seeing Stone and touches it as he puts the kid down, he wakes up in the root cellar that we saw in the flashback of his tiny traumatic childhood. He wakes up where he was at that moment in the Clone Wars with the Separatist Army droids coming down to blow open the door and kill his parents and kill him, and the Death Watch guy coming to save him. So adult Din wakes up in, you know, he blinks, and between one blink and the next, he's in this, you know, shitty worst moment of his life situation, but also he is not a child. He is an adult with a vaporizing blaster rifle. Or possibly a Beskar pointy stick of poking and doom. I'm not sure which one he's holding at the point where he's been a little couple of days since I watched it. Either way, he's holding something that is enough to do damage to the droid that was about to take out tiny Baby Din. And Baby Din blinks. And he's not in the dark, hearing violence above him and worrying about his parents. He is sitting on a rock in the sunshine next to Baby Grogu. And then, just because shenanigans, so somehow Din makes his way from that big fight moment into the wider galaxy, looking for a way back to Tython and to his ship and to basically kidnap a Jedi to bring back with him. That's what adult Din is doing. Baby Din, sitting on a rock in the sunshine, calming himself down next to a other baby friend who has a connection to him, but is a little bit confused. But also, here's a kid who's my size, so that's friendly. And who walks up the hill but armorless adult Boba Fett? He shows up. He's like, fuck it, I need additional support fighting these stormtroopers. Oh, surprise, childcare. And then something happens. Adult Boba has to get Tiny Din and Tiny Grogu off the planet, and he's got Fennec Shand to help him, steal the Razor Crest and fly it away because they're not making a manned stand waiting for Grogu to reach out into the galaxy. So they evacuate, and Boba is like, I did not sign up for additional babysitting or any babysitting. What the fuck? And adult Din is like, if I find a Jedi, I will kidnap it and bring it to my child. And the Jedi will also help me get to my child. And then something. I don't know how they swap places, reunite, or what happens next, but I just think it's hilarious to see Din Djarin walking around the Clone Wars thinking this is just my timeline and not realizing what's happening. And also the idea of adult Boba, who has gone through his life deliberately avoiding connections, making his way, his reputation, his lifestyle as a loner, suddenly stuck with half a daycare toddling behind him like ducklings. I love it. So yes, this very sloppy and living in my brain rent-free AU has been sitting here, recorded specifically, Zora Nothic was recorded specifically as part of the Drop the Knot 2021 challenge, exchange, fest. Fuck, I should look up the description. And whoever you are that's listening to this, you are more than welcome to run with it in any direction. I tried to keep it happy, but let's be real, this is Star Wars. Pending doom and loss of limbs is, you know, central to the plot. So yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy this. Hope this sparks something in you. And have a nice day.